Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, Cardinals just 5 days away from their Week 11 showdown with the San Francisco 49ers in Mexico City on Monday night. For the first time in a long time, there was good news from the injury front. Wide receiver Marquise Hollywood-Brown designated for return from injured reserve. Brown can begin practicing and can be elevated to the 53-man roster anytime during the next 21 days, meaning he could play Monday night. Sounded like he wants to play on Monday night. Brown has 43 catches for 485 yards, 3 touchdowns in 6 games before he got hurt in Week 6 against Seattle. Elsewhere, head coach Cliff Kingsbury said quarterback Kyler Murray is day-to-day with his hamstring injury, and Colt McCoy is still, quote, a little banged up with his knee issue, and he's hoping one of them can play against the 49ers. Man, that went exactly as we thought it would.
Exactly. It really did. It really, really did. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating, because for anybody who watched Hard Knocks last night, you came away from the way that show was framed, you came away with the viewpoint that this team has to start Colt McCoy. Mm-hmm. That's how gooey that thing was framed.
Our folk hero, Colt McCoy?
Exactly. Giving the team a little pep talk at the end on the way out. Whoa.
About turning it around.
How do you take the football away from that guy, huh?
Kingsbury also confirms tight end Zach Ertz is out for the year with a knee injury, and that Eno Benjamin's release was best for the organization. Finally, Byron Murphy and tackle DJ Humphries were neither one of them on the field for Wednesday's walkthrough session. We got a lot of Cardinals talk to get into today, including thoughts on episode 2 of Hard Knocks. Week 11 in the NFL gets underway this evening in Green Bay. Packers hosting the Tennessee Titans at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 6:15. You can see it on Prime Video. Packers offensive linemen David Bakhtiari, Elton Jenkins, both questionable for tonight's game for Tennessee. Bud Dupree and Amani Hooker are both out. The Phoenix Suns had one of those nights against Golden State. You know, one of those nights where the three-point shot is falling for basically everybody. The Suns hit 21 of 40 from behind the arc, withstood a tremendous offensive performance from Steph Curry. Notice that wasn't the first thing I mentioned. In a 130-119 win over the Golden State Warriors at Footprint Center. Only the 10th time in team history the Suns have canned 20 or more from deep at over 50% for a game. They're 10-0 in those games.
Wow.
Cameron Payne, career high 29 points. Devin Booker, 27 with 9 assists. Mikal Bridges almost had the triple-double with 23, 9, and 9. Suns now 9-5, 7-1 at home, 2-0 against the Warriors. The Dubs have not experienced a dub on the road this season, 0-8 away from San Francisco.
Very gratifying game to watch. A very gratifying game, I'm sure, to attend. The turquoise uniforms took a little getting used to. I had to keep reminding myself watching the game that the team in black and gold wasn't the Suns. It was just visually jarring at first.
I was joking around with a buddy of mine. It was like, imagine people who just don't follow the whole uniform news thing, but are right. NBA fans, and they tuned into that game, and they're probably thinking, who are these two teams?
Oh, you mean like my mother, who texted me last night, quote, "We are blue?" question mark.
Yeah.
Since when? Question mark.
Yeah.
And then
I got similar text last night.
And then we are not blue.
Yeah. We are not blue.
And then she said, "Never mind. I looked it up."
That's funny.
Suns hit the road for their next game Friday night. They will get their first look at the surprising Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. Then it's home at Footprint Center for 4 in a row, starting Sunday afternoon against the Knicks. ASU Hoops scratched out a 63-59 win over VCU in the first game of the Legends Classic at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. VCU led by 11 with under 9 minutes to go after a three-pointer by David Shriver. That would be the last basket they would score for the game, as ASU closed the game on a 22-7 run to win it. Frankie Collins had 15. DJ Horn had 12. Devils will close out their stay in Brooklyn with a championship game tonight against 20th-ranked Michigan. They defeated Pittsburgh by 31 last night in the other game.
Yeah. That was a good comeback for ASU. About halftime of that game, people were wondering exactly what was the matter with that basketball team. But it was a nice comeback, and this is a nice little moment for them coming up.
Tonight's game gets underway at 7. Pregame coverage starts at 6:30 on the Arizona Sports app and 98.7. Arizona Wildcats also in action this evening as well, taking on the Utah Tech Trailblazers. That's a real thing. Used to be Dixie State, now Utah Tech. That game's in Tucson at 7 o'clock. Coyotes road trip continues tonight in Vegas against the Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena. Yotes are 3-2 so far in their 14-game road journey. The Knights off to a great start. They're 13-4, 26 points tied for the second most in the entire league. Tonight's tilt starts at 8. Pre-game coverage starts at 7:30 on the Arizona Sports app. Now I'm confused on what's on what. I got to look that back up.
Coyotes are 620.
Coyotes are 620.
Yes, ASU 98.7.
Thank you, Sarah.
I got you.
And then got my back.
Got Gazelle. You.
Appreciate you. Miami Marlins right-hander Sandy Alcantara named the National League Cy Young Award winner for 2022. Unanimous vote. He posted a 2.28 ERA, led the league in 228 and two-thirds innings. He had 6 complete games by himself this year.
How about that?
There was only 36 on all of Major League Baseball.
He should get the Cy Young just for that.
Yep. First Marlin ever to win the award. He beat out Max Fried from Atlanta, Julio Urias of the Dodgers, and then Aaron Nola of Philadelphia was 4th. Zach Gallen of the Diamondbacks finished 5th in the balloting. Second time in the last 3 seasons he's been top 10 in Cy Young voting. And Justin Verlander continued his charmed life.
How about it?
He won the American League Cy Young Award. Also a unanimous choice, he beat out Dylan Cease of the White Sox and Toronto's Alec Manoah. Verlander wins the award for the 3rd time in his career. And man, I know in baseball circles this is huge. I don't know if it's branched out elsewhere in the sports world. What a comeback season for Justin
How about
Verlander.
It? Yeah. I mean, for, age 39?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wins the World Series. Mm-hmm. Gets a World Series win. Wins the Cy Young. Opts for free agency. Yeah.
It's amazing to me how some pitchers are just blessed with magical durability.
Yeah.
You know? And some...
And the first time that was really challenged for him in his career, late, you know, in his late 30s, he just bounces back like
bounced
nothing.
Right back.
Guy's a stud, man.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your splash.